commander for A Division from the PSNI, just to tell us exactly what happened yesterday from his perspective. Superintendent George Clark has responsibility for policing in North and West Belfast. Morning to you, George.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning to you. So spell out to me what happened yesterday, George.
Well, in short, Stephen, what we were dealing with yesterday was a parade that had been notified to the Parades Commission due to take place predominantly in the New Lodge area, but coming out onto Clifton Street starting at about 3 o'clock. At around 2 o'clock, as police officers were moving out to facilitate that parade, to facilitate the flow of traffic and facilitate normal life in our city, we came under a level of attack. Some of our vehicles were attacked on Clifton Street, and we had for a time the street blocked. As a consequence of that, we had to establish what we call a line. We had to move people back further up Clifton Street towards Carlisle Circus. Then we had the parade, which took place against the backdrop of disorder towards police. As the parade came on to Clifton Street, there was, frankly, an exchange of missiles between both sides. The parade moved into the cemetery. At the termination of the parade, there was then some further disorder, which carried on predominantly in the Denmark Street area, which carried on until the early hours. Around 2 o'clock this morning, the area was calm.
And there's always a blame game in this type of stuff, and there's always finger pointing. But can you say with any type of confidence who started this?
Well, if I may, the first thing I can say with absolute confidence, Stephen, is that there's 47 of this community's police officers injured as a result of disorder. Now, that's a fact. I can also say that we had 34 petrol bombs thrown. We were attacked with lasers, with fireworks, hundreds of very large fireworks, large amounts of masonry being thrown. Now, the initial disorder that we saw at around 2 o'clock, factually, was in Clifton Street and was factually coming from within the Loyalist community.
The petrol bombs, were they thrown from both sides?
The petrol bombs, I believe there was... the majority of the petrol bombs were thrown in the Denmark Street area. I believe there may have been some petrol bombs thrown in the Antrim Road, but certainly the majority of the petrol bombs that I saw thrown were being thrown in and around Denmark Street.
So that's the Lower Shankill area?
Yeah.
The hundreds of fireworks you talk about, were they thrown from both sides?
Predominantly in Denmark Street again, Steve.
So you were attacked by Loyalist paramilitaries last night?
We were attacked by people from within the Loyalist community, Stephen. That's certainly fact.
Do you think paramilitaries were involved?
I think at this stage, Stephen, I mean, I was dealing with this at 2 o'clock this morning, so 7 1/4 hours later, it's very early in the investigation to start attributing a responsibility to any particular organisation. The reality is that there was some level of orchestration, because 300 to 350 people were on Clifton Street at about 2:15 yesterday afternoon. Now, that's not normal, Stephen, for North Belfast.
Yeah, and obviously, look, I understand the situation in, Superintendent, but for the community to have a proper discussion about this, we need to understand if this was people coming out of their homes because they were frustrated in an independent way. They were frustrated. You've said there's a level of organisation involved in this, and the people that do that organisation are the paramilitaries, right?
Well, Stephen, you've used the word frustration there, and I want to go back to that, because the first thing I want to be robust about is if there is frustration or anger or tension around parading or protesting, the way to deal with that is not by attacking the police. It's not by engaging in the appalling levels of violence that I saw yesterday afternoon and then into the early hours of this morning.
Well, Gerry Kelly, the Sinn Féin MLA, has said in this programme this morning, it was Loyalist paramilitaries.
I go back to Stephen saying to you that we're in the very early stages of the investigation into this. I'm not going to say that I believe it was an organisation orchestrated it, because at this moment in time I can't. I need to see how this plays out. I know that there was violence from both sides. I've said to you that I know the violence started from within the Loyalist community, and I've said to you that there must have been a level of orchestration. But to get drawn into a discussion about organisations at this stage would be wrong for me so to do.
There were no AEDs, what we used to call plastic bullets, fired last night. Were you close to using them?
The violence last night, Stephen, that I was seeing was appalling. It was savage. We had officers taken to hospital. I saw one officer go down very badly hurt. Now, thankfully and thank heavens, that officer, you know, is okay, although he certainly in the early hours was still in hospital. The violence was savage. We had huge pieces of masonry being thrown at officers. People who went to work yesterday to serve this community and were faced with violence. And I want to say that I have, and I think you can hear it, I have a measure of anger coupled with the pride in what those police officers did yesterday, but anger that that is not what policing should be about, and that's not what those men and women who are public servants went out to do yesterday, and it's not what they should be faced with.
Were you close to using the plastic bullets?
There was a warning given at one stage that they were under consideration. We were able to use water cannon, and we were able to use other tactics. But, you know, Stephen, I would have much preferred to be in a circumstance of not having to use or consider any police use of force.
Here's your danger, Superintendent Clark. Your danger is that even right-minded people in Northern Ireland will be thinking to themselves today, well, that's kind of what Northern Ireland is. You know, both communities, they come in to riot, to attack each other, and the police, they deal with it, they go into the middle. It's playing to type, this. We've been used to it for so many years that it's nearly run-of-the-mill now in Northern Ireland that a certain amount of police officers, and I'm not in any way condoning this, I'm actually saying the danger is that we are used to it. Your officers will be in the middle. Your officers will get hurt. These two sides will riot. They'll riot next year. They'll riot the year after that. How do we break this cycle?
Stephen, I was born and raised in this city, and it's been a fact for too long that police officers have been in the middle in circumstances like that. It's wrong. I've heard it condemned by many people today. That's what this community in North Belfast is entitled to hear, not just the police. The community is entitled to hear this violence condemned, and roundly so. Tension, frustration, you don't deal with that by attacking the police. And I think anyone who, for one second, views last night, and I know you're not saying this, but if anyone for one second says that what happened yesterday afternoon or last night is anything other than reprehensible and is in any way acceptably normal, they're deluding themselves.
Stephen, can I come in there?
Of course, Mike Nesbitt, go on.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the officer heard me right at the beginning. I mean, I am saying it is a symptom of frustration, perhaps, but just to repeat, I condemn it. It was wrong legally, it was wrong morally, and to the extent it came from the Unionist Loyalist community, it was also wrong strategically. You have a right, Stephen, of course, to look forensically at what happened yesterday, who did it and who orchestrated it. I think politically there is another duty which rests on me and the other politicians at Stormont, particularly as the executive gets back to work today, which is to recognise the failure of delivering a shared future. And I think if we had delivered a shared future, we would not have these problems, which the officer has grown up with in this city, which I grew up with in this city, which everybody has grown up with in the city, and I think what everybody believes should go away. It's been around too long, but the solution has to be political. And if you would excuse me, Stephen, I have been making somebody wait for a meeting.
Of course, but just when you say that, Mike Nesbitt, but just finally, it was your party that dropped out of the committee dealing with the shared future, wasn't it? You lot pulled out.
Yes, and again, I think that there was a sign of frustration there. But that committee, it's a working group, and it is coming to the end of its work, Stephen, and it was never going to reach an agreement. There was always an understanding that the work that they had completed would be work in progress, which would move on to the party leaders, and the party leaders will meet later this month, and we will pick it up, and I will be a strong voice to say we must complete this in a way that serves all the people of Belfast and Northern Ireland.
Gerry Kelly, I'll give you your last word in just a moment, just in one second. Okay. But Superintendent George Clark, just before you go this morning, I'll tell you a big test for you lot from the community. It'll be the amount of arrests, it'll be the amount of people that are actually scooped, brought in and brought to court for that rioting last night. That'll be a test of the police.
And we're ready to meet that test, Stephen. We've one arrest made already. There will be others. Can I just say, Stephen, that one thing I think, as the district commander, I want to encourage everyone to think about on this, is that if we want to look at North and West Belfast going forward as a district and as an area of our city, what, as a community, we need to have is a moment of calm reflection on what happened last night. We need to draw back from this. We need to think of the consequences of this violence for the police service, for the community that police service serves, for our reputation as a city, and for the economic environment and everything in which we find ourselves. Violence like this causes everyone to suffer. We need to draw back, and we need to calmly deal with these issues.
Are you worried about the parade at the end of the month?
Stephen, we'll plan
for that.
Mark
the centenary of the Covenant.
We'll plan for that parade, Stephen, between now and then, but there is a considerable period of time. There are opportunities.
What's intelligence telling you about that parade?
There are opportunities for people, Stephen, to engage in advance of that parade. We're 24, 25 days down the line from that. There were some really encouraging signs from within nationalism and loyalist communities last week about a negotiation, about discussion and about engagement. I urge everybody to think about that and engage in that discussion in advance of what is a very significant parade for loyalism and the wider unionist family. There's an opportunity now to build a peaceful approach
okay.
to a peaceful parade on that day.
Superintendent Clark, we are very grateful for you coming on this morning. Thank you very much indeed.